All right, 1380 WPHM. It's Tuesday. Time to talk travel with Deanne from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, now that we're getting into the fall months pretty soon, we start thinking about fall and winter. And one of the cool things is the Tournament of Roses Parade on New Year's Day. And there are travel packages that'll take you there, aren't there?
There are. You know, I'm kind of scuffling through some books, and I'm trying to find things that people can do for quick weekends.
Yep.
and do something that's a little different. And this came upon me, and it's like, California, Las Vegas, New Year's Eve getaway.
That's a great idea, because that period right after Christmas, you know, a lot of people still have time off,
they
still
do.
Have something to do, might have a year-end bonus to spend, and what a great way to do it.
Well, what you do on this trip, which I just think is the coolest thing, is you do 4 days in Los Angeles, the Pasadena area, mm-hmm. and then you can either add on and go to Vegas, or you can fly home. But what's included in this is you get to see the final stage upsetting for the Rose Bowl Parade,
uh-huh.
and then you also get to attend the band fest that will
that would be so cool. Yeah, all those marching bands,
Wow, I think that would be neat.
That'd be neat.
They work so hard to get to that parade.
Absolutely.
And then just to have that, and you know they've got spectacular things planned mm-hmm. for that. So those are two of the inclusions in the tour. You go to the Tournament of Roses Parade then also. So it's, and there's also a New Year's Eve party that's included. So
nice.
It's kind of a getaway for New Year's Eve, something a little different,
yep.
something a little bit busier, but yet I just think that just sounds like a lot of fun.
No, it would be. I watch that parade every year, and I'm always amazed at how huge it is, how long the parade is, entries, and then the fact that all the entries are made out of flowers is just incredible.
Roses, mostly.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you know, and that's the thing. And you know, you never know if you plan this trip and then Michigan or Michigan State is in
Rose Bowl,
how cool would that be?
Better
it's
yet.
It's almost like you've got to plan it just to wish it, be wishful
thinking.
Well,
there you go. Exactly. Yeah.
But then you just have to get a ticket for the game.
Mm-hmm.
But
so that's a nice Los Angeles trip, and there's a Vegas trip too, isn't there?
Yeah, what they do is you fly 4 days into Pasadena, and you're doing all the Rose Bowl New Year's Eve things, and you're in sunny California when it's not nice air.
Yep.
Then you can extend your stay, and if you're a Vegas person and you love it, go 3 days into Las Vegas and just enjoy the casinos, the sunshine. It's a little bit cooler there, but you can also just enjoy the pool areas and
nice.
Different things in Vegas. You know, we all know what Vegas brings. So I think that would be something kind of neat to do. Now, I know Colette Vacations does this as a tour. And then Vegas, I would think you'd be on your own. It's
yeah.
probably just a 3-night extension. And you go and you just, you know, enjoy the shows and things like that. And what a great way to end up, you know, before you got to go back to work.
Yeah.
And you just had Christmas, the hustle bustle. Really a neat package. I think also if you had the time after Christmas, we could get you to Vegas then
mm-hmm.
and then do Pasadena. We could do it opposite as
okay.
well. If your dates aren't right, we can definitely hook you up that way. So I think if you're interested in doing something different for New Year's, this California getaway to see the Rose Bowl would be a really neat package.
That would be great. Yeah, you get a chance to see that parade. And, you know, the Detroit parade, the Thanksgiving parade, you know, I've been to that. You know, most of us have, you know, if we haven't been there, we've seen it on TV. That's a big, spectacular parade.
Yeah.
This Tournament of Roses parade beats that by a mile.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's just incredible.
And at one time, they were talking about getting rid of it and not hosting it. And it's like, are you kidding?
The city of Pasadena, this is a big deal for them. And the weather is always perfect. That's the other thing. You know, you're sitting there on New Year's morning, you know, it's 10 degrees outside, there's a foot of snow, you know, you're a little hungover, you're watching the parade, and, you know, it's sunny and 71 there. It just always looks amazing.
Oh, yeah. And then to be in California for New Year's Eve and have this gala party already planned for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, again, I know when I'm sitting here and New Year's Eve is coming up, it's like, oh, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
There's nothing really going on.
Here you are.
You're in California and you'll be with people that you've met on this trip.
Yep.
I mean, and if you bring your own friends, travel with buddies. I mean, I just think what a great idea. So
I
definitely think we have a lot of options for New Year's Eve now in these tours. And I think this is one of them. And just give us a call at St. Clair Travel and we'll get you hooked up.
All right. Sounds like fun.
Thanks.